In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The prophecy of Isaiah, our first lesson today, sets the tone of our celebration of Epiphany and all the weeks that follow until we get to Lent. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Now, what have the sovereign scepter with the cross and a torn bright red polyester bag have in common? Well, they both contain treasure. The sovereign scepter with the cross, part of the British crown jewels, you'll have seen it used for the first time in 70 years last May, contains the Cullinan I diamond. And the Cullinan diamond is the largest top quality cut diamond that's ever been mined and forms the very heart of what is actually one of the most important pieces of the royal regalia. By contrast, the torn, bright, red little bag belonged to my daughter, Rachel, when she was 7 years old. It contained an assortment of items, including some dog-eared playing cards, colouring pencils, candy, and some of the contents of those little wash bags you get on long-haul flights, including the socks and that silly folding toothbrush. But like the Cullinan One diamond, when Rachel was 7 years old, they were treasure. And I know then, if she'd be given the choice, which my daughter would have chosen if she was offered the chance to swap them by the late Queen Elizabeth II. So perhaps we understand why Jesus said we must become like little children. Can you remember when you were really a child? I don't mean acting up like a child like we all do, but when you were a child and you saw the world with childlike eyes, when worms were as important as credit cards. Jesus wants us again and again to reevaluate what we hold dear as treasure. Now, today we think of the treasures of the Magi: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, if they were kings, as traditional carols have them styled, then that somehow makes their presence to the Christ child seem a little mean, apart from maybe the gold. Would you seriously think it's actually appropriate to take embalming fluid to a child's first birthday? They were not the kings of our Christmas carols. The gospel gives them a name, Magi, which means they were astrologers. They were wise. And importantly, they were Gentiles, not Jews. And as you all know, the gifts were of symbolic meaning rather than of monetary worth. But in order to give these things to Jesus, they were costly to the Magi. First, they traveled a long, long way to get to Bethlehem. A torturous way, probably. They had to navigate Roman imperial power, and they had to deal with the paranoia of King Herod. So what treasure would you bring to Jesus? And how hard are you prepared to allow that journey, that pilgrimage, to be? Will you think of the things that are of monetary value, or of other things, perhaps even more costly, to give up because they say something about you, your relationship with others, your relationship with God? What is the treasure you can bring to Jesus? the middle of the 3rd century, St. Lawrence, one of Pope Sixtus's deacons, found his faith tested. Lawrence was the Pope's principal deacon. I guess we call them now archdeacons. And he was asked to bring out the treasures of the church. And he assembled before the Roman procurator the poor and the sick. "Here are the treasures of the church," he said. The Pope and St. Lawrence paid a high price and were martyred very cruelly for their faith. What are the things that we hold dear? What are the things we treasure? And what are the treasures that are buried deep within each one of us that God wants us to truly cherish? As Jesus reminds us, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Like the Magi, we are called to seek diligently for the Lord. And once we have found him, wherever we have found him, we must worship him and then take word of him back to others, even if it means going home a different way. Speaking on the Feast of the Epiphany in 2012, Pope Benedict XVI said this: "The journey of the wise men from the East is, for the liturgy, just the beginning of a great procession that continues throughout history. With the Magi, humanity's pilgrimage to Jesus Christ begins, to the God who was born in a stable, who died on a cross, and who, having risen from the dead, remains with us always until the consummation of the world." My friends, as we receive Holy Communion today and we look at the host in our hands, that fragile piece of wafer bread, let us look at it with the eyes of the child deep within each one of us. It is more precious than the largest of diamonds, for Jesus nourishes us with his very self. This afternoon at 4 p.m., we will have the opportunity in the beautiful service of benediction to worship Jesus like the Magi. And we may think that we come empty-handed, but do we? As we sing in the beautiful carol of Christina Rossetti, "What can I give him? Poor as I am. If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part." Can you finish the line? "Yet what I can I give him? Give my heart." As the Eucharistic prayer so eloquently puts it: "And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee." My friends, at the beginning of 2024, with so much tension in our world and even closer to home, we seek again the Christ child, and we are asked to make choices about what we hold dear, what we treasure, and what we are to offer him in 2024. But importantly, what direction our journey home will be. Let me end with some words of St. Clare of Assisi. "What a great and laudable exchange to leave the things of time for those of eternity, to choose the things of heaven for the goods of the earth, to receive the hundredfold in place of one, and to possess a blessed and eternal life. A very happy new year to all of you, my friends. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.